Mark Warminger is an institutional portfolio manager at Milford Asset Management. Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you again.
Hello, Larry.
The Tower result, Mark, how did the result look from your point of view?
Yeah, Larry, it was actually a strong result, which was well ahead of market expectations. In terms of the breakdown, the health insurance part of the business performed strongly. The key driver here was price increases offsetting a declining market. Also, product changes have allowed them to lower claims cost. They continue to write good business as well. So that's the health insurance side. And in terms of the general insurance business, despite the Christchurch exposure, the business delivered a good performance. Home premiums have risen by about 25% and are helping to offset the rising reinsurance costs. And finally, in the funds management division, Tower's seeing very strong KiwiSaver inflows. They were up 33% year over year. So really across the entire business, you know, they sort of continue to try and make operational improvements and pursuing a number of growth initiatives to try and drive this growth.
What about the disappointing aspects to the result in terms of the IT system upgrade and the dividend? What wasn't there either?
Yeah, there were a couple of small negatives. I mean, the total cost of the IT system upgrade has been revised upwards yet again, now stands at about $45 million. And the benefits of this upgrade, which will be around $3 million a year, will now only contribute from 2013 financial year. So it's disappointing that there's a further delay and a further cost blowout, but you know, there will be some positive aspects coming through in the future from that. And in terms of the dividend was cut to only 2 cents per share. This is despite Tower's net cash position actually improving significantly. Now, we actually don't take this as a negative. We believe this signals that the board is retaining funds for a potential acquisition of AMI, which is rumoured to sort of cost around $160 million if they were successful.
And on AMI, how positive would this acquisition be for the company?
I guess it depends on a number of issues. I mean, the main one obviously being the price of the acquisition and also how the company would fund it. With sort of debt markets being quite tight at the moment, it might be hard to debt fund the acquisition, which means the company would have to raise capital. But in terms of business fit, AMI would fit very well with Tower's existing business. And also, it could also be a potential catalyst for another company to look at to take Tower over if Tower actually successful in purchasing AMI.
Do you think there's a good possibility of that, of Tower being a takeover target?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, GPG is the largest Tower shareholder at the moment with a 35% stake. And GPG has announced its intention that it wants to divest its stake in Tower. So this could either, you know, trigger either a full or partial takeover. But on the other side of it, if Tower were to acquire AMI, then I think potentially one of the Australian insurance companies would look to buy Tower. You know, Tower looks incredibly cheap at the moment, and I know some of the Australian companies are looking to try and acquire AMI as well. So, you know, that could all roll together quite nicely.
What about the Christchurch Quakes, though, Mark? How's their financial position looking at the moment?
Yeah, it's not looking too bad. Tower's net cash at the moment is around about $72 million. It's assessed its exposure to the Christchurch earthquakes around $450 million, although the company recently said that they believe that the cost could be less than that number. So really, that's well inside the cap of existing reinsurance arrangements they have. And when I sort of look at their balance sheet, gearing's pretty conservative, around 15%. So overall, the company's financial position is looking quite adequate, really. Balance sheet's conservative.
And what about from an investment perspective?
Yeah, we believe the valuation looks very undemanding at the moment. There's a number of potential catalysts for the share price to re-rate, as I said, in terms of, you know, potential acquisition of AMI or potential takeover. So we really see it as a deep value play. And it really, on the side of this as well, we're at the trough of the insurance cycle at the moment, so we should start getting, you know, premium increases coming through. So it looks like a great investment to us.
Okay.
And we actually do have a significant position in Tower in our funds.
Interesting. Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
That is Mark Warminger, Institutional Portfolio Manager for Milford Asset. MilfordKiwiSaver.com. .co.nz is the website, www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz.